Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
I know we've said this before, but literally a child's life is sort of hanging in the balance on today's Great Mate Debate.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Wow. We have this is kind of a serious one. I've almost thought about maybe we shouldn't sing the song.
But
we have Ryan and Heather, and by virtue of coin toss, Ryan gets to go first. Ryan, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Hey guys, a big yeah, your way.
Yeah.
Hi.
Thanks for having us. Thank you for having us on.
You bet.
My wife and I are expecting, and we've decided, you know, we're going to give the child up for adoption.
Okay.
And I have some friends that have been trying for quite a while to get pregnant and haven't had any success. And I brought up, you know, we can give the child to them. And
wow.
She didn't really like that idea, but I think it's a really good one. So I wanted to see what y'all think.
Wait, she didn't like the friends? Or that she didn't like the idea?
Well, let's get her.
No,
let's...
the idea. She didn't like the idea of, you know, having the child and in our proximity and seeing it and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Heather?
Yay.
Yay.
I know this is a super touchy subject and we appreciate you guys coming on. I mean, it's like, it's a difficult decision to give up a child. Maybe it wasn't. It's none of our business, I guess. But why... Why wouldn't you want, like, you they're
You I, know them, right? If they'd be good parents or not, you know them as friends or...
Yeah, what's the issue?
So, I mean, they're great people. I don't have anything against them at all. My issue is, okay, so obviously the decision to give up your child that you carry for 9 months is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... I am not exactly sure how I will react once the child is born. And in my mind, it seems like having the child around, like he said, in our circle. I mean, this would be in our circle.
Yeah.
I feel like it will be such a struggle for me to not just make a clean break and just be done. Because not only would I see that child a lot of the time, what's going to happen when that kid starts asking questions about who's my birth mom, who's my birth dad, what's my story? Like, and then that's going to be complicated for the child and for us. And I don't know. It just feels to me, it makes me have anxiety to think about having it in my, I don't know. I feel weird saying, like, having it in my face every day.
Yeah.
Because then there's that guilt component. I don't know. I just really feel strongly it would be best if we made a clean break. And I'm not saying I would never want to see, like, a picture from the people who adopt, our child. But I don't know. I'm. It makes me very scared to think about my emotional state, having to see the child all the time.
Wow. Yeah.
I totally understand that. And it's, I respect it. Like, to me, I don't, having not gone through this, I would almost see the other side in that I'd always be wondering what, like, I dated a woman who gave up a child for adoption, and she would cry every night going, I wonder if she's okay. I wonder if she's okay. And it's like, you would know. She's right. Like, there. She's literally.
You get to watch. You get to see.
Right. And you also, like, I wonder if I made the right decision if she got adopted by good people. It's like, you know these are
right,
good people.
But the other side of that is, what if I don't agree with how they're raising the child? Mm-hmm. Like, what if I don't agree? And then all of a sudden, I'm all pissed off, and I'm getting very judgmental and territorial. Like, hey, this is my kid. I can tell you what to do with yeah. you know, whether you should discipline him for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that yeah. point of view of, obviously, you will wonder all the time, is my child being loved?
Yeah.
Heather, I can't.
But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like I could be very, I could flip and be the other way. And that would be terrible for our friends and for the child.
Definitely.
Do you, Ryan, do you think there's, are these guys so in your bubble that you see them all the time? Or do you think maybe there's a way that, like, they could get your child and then kind of back away a little bit.
And not ask you to babysit or watch
it. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
See, it just sounds like a slippery slope. It sounds complicated. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just get complicated.
Heather, I can't imagine looking down on your child and knowing the best thing for your child isn't you. that's pretty tough.
That's a tough decision to make.
It is.
It's.
But Ryan, he's got a good, I mean, this could take, what's that old, you stay in two birds with one, that you can,
right.
Yeah, that thing you could.
Cause I've also known people going through the adoption process, and like, sometimes it takes years and years, and then you end up like these people, yeah, well, you know, people in the foster system, and it's mm-hmm. like, this sounds terrible, but all we have right now are Russian babies, and you have to fly yes, to Russia yeah. and you have to go through all this red tape. And then there's like, it's almost like a spy movie as you're trying to smuggle the baby. It's like, and this is a super easy, but I mean, if it makes Heather uncomfortable,
if there's no in a relationship that is for one of you, there's no for both of you usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, why don't you hang on? I know you've said a lot here, and just hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Is yeah. this one of those situations where it's her body? It's not, though.
I don't,
it's not her body. It's a baby.
Right. Yeah. I feel like this is a, no, it's a joint decision. But I just feel like being so emotional, she was already playing out different scenarios in her head. Like, this is already a really, really, really hard situation. Don't make it more hard or complicated than it has to be, right?
Again,
what if she did like have a change of heart or something because she's around the kids so much?
She wants it back, or
yeah,
you can't have it back.
Exactly. But
and then keep in mind, if they go a different route, this is kind of petty, but that couple, their friends, are going to be like, hello, you knew we needed and you gave it what?
You
didn't come to
gave it to a stranger instead of your friends?
People that you know. And yeah, there's a lot.
I would be 100% on her side if it wasn't for my ex-girlfriend just crying herself to sleep and going,
ask if she did the right thing or if that child is being taken care of.
Wondering if the child is okay.
Then,
like, having no, because she went fully closed. Well, it was a closed adoption, the one direction. She couldn't inquire. If the kid ever inquired, the kid could find her.
She agreed to that.
Yes. Okay. So then she, at a certain point, you're like, wait, now I want to know. I'm more mature now, because she was like 15 when she had the kid. She's like, now I want to know. And it's like, you don't get to know.
You can't.
You don't. You
and then it was just like, gut wrenching for her every day.
To the point where, why did I give it away?
And she didn't necessarily want the child back. She just wanted to see it.
She didn't want the responsibility. She just kind of
wanted.
Okay.
And wanted to know.
Okay.
That it was okay.
Right.
Either way, I love these two for. Yeah. For bringing one of joy and something into other people. Yeah.
Yes.
So is Ryan, he didn't say a lot, but I think he's just like, these are my friends.
It makes logical. It just,
he is looking at it 100% linearly yeah. and logically. It's like, we have a thing. They need a thing.
A to B. Equals, yeah,
and she's like, I can't. So if anybody's been through a situation like this, we need your advice. Should they give the baby to a stranger or give it to their friends? Meredith?
Yeah, guys.
What do you think?
Hey, so I'm like with her. I'm not really on anybody's side because I don't know there is side on this.
Okay.
I placed a son for adoption. Like you said, there's open those everything in between for adoptions, right?
Yeah.
So you're not wishing. I'm adopted myself, so I've got both ends of the perspective. I know nothing about my birth parents.
Okay.
So, you know, she knows where her limits are. Mm-hmm. She knows that if seeing that child every day is going to put her in a state of anxiety and depression, why would you do that to yourself? Why would he do that to her?
Yeah.
I mean, right, they essentially made this baby out of love, right? And they're wanting to do the right thing. So if she knows that this is going to hurt her and the child, essentially, you know. Yeah.
I just.
You know, it's hard. And as far as, you know, what the other family thinks, screw them, honestly. It doesn't matter what that other, you know, people that want a baby think. It's not their decision.
Yeah, I see that.
That's why there's adoption agencies. That's why they exist.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you for the call, Meredith. Here's the other thing you're doing, though, is you're just, and I don't want to speak ill of Heather, but like, you don't know that you're going to feel that. Like, you're manifesting. This is what I hate is like, oh, if I do this and this, this, and this is going to, you don't know that. You don't know 100% that, like, what if I see him parent him wrong? What if I, it's like, you're doing a whole bunch of what ifs. What? You're going to make that come true because you're already thinking it.
Wow.
Which means she wins. Oh my God.
Wow.
I just talked my, sorry. All right, let's keep going here. Amanda's up next. Amanda?
Hey.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm going to have to go on her side. I've got friends in an exact similar situation, only the roles are reversed. My girlfriend loves that she has a relationship with the child they adopted. Her husband, not so much, and it causes a lot of conflict, and it is with the families that they stay in touch with. So adopt, but not so close.
Wait, the husband hates the kid?
You're breaking up, but I think what she's saying is only one of them gets to see the kid.
Oh, I thought only one.
I thought she said they keep in touch with the couple that adopted. The mom's okay. The dad does not like.
Oh, okay.
It's harder for him to see the kid all the time.
Okay,
I know it's. I'm being gender stereotypical. That seems backwards, right?
Yeah,
that he's
right.
I don't think so. I think you can have. That instinct as a man, too.
All right, we're going to get another person in here and kind of then perhaps tell you what the verdict is if you haven't figured it out already. Candy?
Yay.
Yay.
We have obviously changed your name, and you're also disguised. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Okay.
My husband's older brother and his wife were unable to have a baby. So they asked us if my husband would be willing to donate so that they could have a baby together.
Okay.
We discussed it very intensely and while understanding what we were kind of doing to them. We also knew that we could not live knowing that he had a baby right there.
Right.
We knew that we didn't necessarily always agree with the way that my husband's brother's parenting of his other children went and some of the decisions that he's made with his life. And we just knew we couldn't do it. We would just always be wondering if that baby was okay. If, you know, maybe we should parent it differently, if we should take it back.
Oof. Well, you couldn't take that one back because he's only got half of the skin in the game, really.
Right. So almost even harder. I don't know. It's I feel like it's going to be hard for her, especially giving up the baby, and for the new parents, too. So I think the only way that that would even remotely work is if they were like, we want your baby, and we're going to be amazing parents. We're going to move across the country with it.
Then it would
be
right in your face all the time.
You got to be out of sight and out of mind. Thank you for the honesty, Candy. Ryan, Heather, Did we get a single vote? Social media is just 100%.
Yeah.
Ryan, are you, I mean, are you cool with telling your friends it's not going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to drive a wedge between Heather and myself. So, you know, I'm sure we'll discuss it more. We're not just going to decide because the radio decided, but you know, I understand.
I like, Ryan, how you were willing to put your needs aside to make friends happy. And I think that's pretty,
cool.
That's cool, but it's,
Heather in the end.
Your wife needs to be the priority. Heather, are you good?
Yeah. I mean, I of course appreciated everybody's point of view. And I mean, we'll obviously, like Ryan said, we'll talk about it more. What you said about, you know, talking about what if, or I might, I totally get that. Like, some of that is, you know, thought manifestation, I guess. But at the same time, I do know myself well enough to know what my limits are. Mm-hmm. Just like what the other girl was saying, can't remember her name, but
yeah,
just, I don't know. It's a lot more to ponder, I feel like. And I do want our baby to go to a loving home. And obviously, I know we wouldn't be friends with these people if they're assholes. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No, you're fine. We bleep.
I don't know. I think it's going to take we have some time still. I mean, we have a little bit of time still. I don't know. It's hard, but I do appreciate you guys listening to us and having people call in and weigh in.
No,
and
thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome.
Can we raffle your baby off if you're going to?
Oh, my God.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.